Elsewhere, polio is on the rise, unfortunately, especially in countries at conflict such as Syria and Iraq. The disease had been eradicated in the region for 14 years, but regional conflict, a breakdown in public health services, and an increase in the number of refugees have, it's said, brought polio back. But as Rhys Erlich reports from Erbil in the Kurdish region of Iraq, public health workers are having some success.
Parents sit patiently at this Erbil clinic, holding crying babies as toddlers scamper around the room. Nurses crack open plastic vials and drop polio vaccine into the mouths of squirming infants. Dr. Sarhan Jambaz, director of the Preventative Health Department in Erbil, says the Kurdish region has been flooded with Syrian refugees and displaced Iraqis. So doctors started a special inoculation program.
Now we are in the vaccination campaign for the polio for 5 days. So this vaccination campaign for polio is an extra dose. They will receive the polio vaccine. Also, they will continue their vaccination schedule for the polio and other vaccines.
The World Health Organization has confirmed a total of 38 polio cases in Iraq and Syria. WHO declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, only the second such declaration in the organization's history. People uprooted from their homes are more vulnerable to the spread of polio. One man here at the clinic recently arrived from a town near Mosul after the Islamic State, or IS, took over the region. He says, "I left because of the military action by IS. They came to our village and we were afraid. When they entered, they looted our homes." In Erbil, the man now lives in a four-bedroom rented house with 15 members of an extended family. They face regular electricity blackouts and lack air conditioning in temperatures that reach 45 degrees Celsius. Dr. Omer Meki, a consultant for the WHO, says overcrowding helps spread the disease.
In one house, it is not sustainable for 20 under 5 children. So you can see we are exhausted because of overcrowding. They cannot sleep. So the overcrowding situation, very bad hygienic situation, will also enhance the multiplication and the circulation of the virus among the community.
In April, WHO and Iraqi health authorities began the first of several nationwide polio campaigns that seemed to make progress. But then the IS launched a deadly offensive in August, throwing the campaign into turmoil. Dr. Jambaz says the situation appeared dire when the IS overran Mosul and surrounding towns.
It changed overnight. Okay, the vaccine was in Sinjar, it was in Mahmoud, it was in Hamdaniya, but the people were in another place. You can imagine how these people work day and night to reorganize their plan, to reorganize their safe, to receive the refugees, to vaccinate the refugees.
Later, officials were pleasantly surprised to find that IS didn't stop the delivery of health services, according to Dr. Meki.
The organized armed groups, they never interfered with vaccination or health services in general. They are just gaining grounds. Maybe in the future they may change their mind. They want to prove that the population are supporting them. Yes, it is to some extent political.
So far, the vaccination campaign has inoculated 21 million children, and authorities are planning more in the months ahead. Word of the campaign is reaching the community. The man who had fled a town near Mosul had heard through the grapevine about this clinic. He says, "We knew the kids needed vaccinations, and we heard they were free, so we came." Dr. Meki considers that a hopeful sign, because some parents inquire at a hospital and then make their own way to the clinics.
He heard it from the community, they move to the hospital. This means that they are motivated, they are insisting to vaccinate their children.
WHO and Iraqi health authorities remain hopeful because no new polio cases have been confirmed since April. The special anti-polio campaigns will continue for the rest of this year. For DW, I'm Rhys Erlich in Erbil, Iraq.